Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Members of Alaska's congressional delegation have taken to social media in recent days, educating about the coronavirus and urging Alaska to get vaccinated. Congressman Don Young, citing information about the COVID-19 vaccinations, spoke to constituents.
I want to speak to you personally about COVID-19 vaccinations. I was proud to be a supporter of Operation Warp Speed when we developed the vaccines in record time. There's much misinformation out there, so I'll be very clear in my position. These shots are safe, effective, and they cost you nothing. The new variants of the Delta strain have actually caused great strain in Alaska. We must take this seriously. That is why I chose to get vaccinated, and I think you should do the same. These shots can save your life and the lives of people around you. They'll help us fight this virus and get done with it, so we don't have to wear the mask anymore. So go online or go to your local drugstore or wherever they've set up the clinics and make an appointment today or get the shot today. I think it's crucially important. I urge you to do this. As I've done, I got it vaccinated. I believe it works. I know it works. I want you to do the same thing for Alaska and yourselves. God bless you all, and let's get vaccinated.
Senator Lisa Murkowski echoed similar sentiment earlier this week.
So I do not want to go back to mask wearing inside, and I know you don't either. So get the vaccine.
The call to get vaccinated comes as the CDC says the COVID-19 Delta variant is surging across the U.S. The CDC also reports that the Delta variant appears to spread as easily as chickenpox. Wednesday night's magnitude 8.2 earthquake officially was Alaska's largest since 1965. After further analysis, geologists said the earthquake that was centered in the ocean closest to Perryville and Chignik was at a depth of 28.5 miles, an intermediate depth earthquake. The Chignik earthquake, as it's now being called, occurred at 10:15 p.m. Wednesday, July 28th. Because of the offshore location, the National Tsunami Warning Center issued tsunami warnings for much of coastal Alaska. Kenai Peninsula Borough Emergency Manager Dan Nelson spoke to KSRM the bird's eye view on how the evacuations panned out in Homer and Seward.
Really went well. There were some videos posted of just the unending line of headlights from somebody up on the hill. The traffic moved, and visitors and residents did the right thing, and they were on it. Seward and the same thing. You know, we don't have a spit, but we definitely have campgrounds and those other things that are there by the waterfront. And kind of the same thing there. You know, a lot of Seward is down low. When we talk about that 50-foot line, most of the businesses kind of in that original town site and homes are definitely down there. So we had folks watching and city folks there in that area. And same thing, very, very orderly. Everything was working well. Folks got out of there, but it sounds like came out and folks were able to get up to the high school or out of town relatively quickly. With no problems again.
Nelson also said,
we've talked a little bit before about how, you know, some of these things happen, you know, these small earthquakes and the sirens go off, but there's always a reason for it. So even though we are able to turn them off and cancel this, people were doing the right thing because the alternative is not good. We take a very, very conservative approach when it comes to this from our partners up at NOAA because, quite frankly, here's the bottom line of it is in Alaska, we know that tsunami is the one thing that is very likely to kill somebody quickly. So we are going to take the action to make sure that people stay safe. So that 8.2 last night, if one of those variables would have been different, you know, we might not be having a casual conversation about it today.
Recorded wave heights were under a foot, however, and the warning was downgraded a couple of hours after the event. More details, RadioKenai.com.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.